the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Yes, indeed. Time to get up, get after it, and get going. Because guess what, folks? It is Friday, and a happy one at that. It's going to be a great day. And we're so glad you could join us, Damian Colado, along with David Dawson, and our special guest this morning, Miss Dina Dow.
Hey, good morning. Happy good Friday. Morning.
Happy Friday.
Finally Friday is what
yes.
they say. Yes.
And got a good weekend planned, hopefully, everyone. We'll get into that in just a moment.
Yeah.
But we always like to start our show off with a prayer. And who better to do that with us this morning than Miss Dina?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's great to start our day in prayer with mm-hmm. our Heavenly Father. We're in the middle still of Easter season, so let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Grant us, Lord, we pray, that being rightly conformed to the Paschal mysteries, what we celebrate in joy may protect and save us with perpetual power. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And we have a saint of the day, St. Leopold Mandich, which is a great story.
I don't know this one.
I had to look it up,
okay,
but I can't remember because it was yesterday morning.
Right.
And a lot's
okay.
happened since yesterday and today.
We're
but yeah.
all going to learn about him later on
yeah.
in the show. We always keep that a little suspenseful anyway. Yeah. We don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon. In the meantime, we will have some events we want to share with you, along with some of our guests who are going to be with us this morning, and hopefully you'll be able to tune in along the way. Dan Donaldson, who is Vice President of the Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance, here to talk about Heroic Men's Summit. That's a big event coming up. Jeff Young, the Catholic foodie, will be chatting with David Dawson about some of his latest recipes.
Mother's Day food.
There you go. You
Mother's
see.
Day food.
What to prepare for mom.
Yeah.
It better be good.
Hope she likes
and,
hot dogs.
And keep her out of the kitchen.
Well, that's right. That's the last thing you want to do. And then Terry T. Boyd Dixon, who is the Director of Communications with the Diocese of Biloxi. He's also editor with Gulf Pine Catholic Newspaper. He's going to be joining us as well and find out what's going on in the Diocese of Biloxi. Weather-wise, here's what's going on. Going to be cloudy again this morning, kind of like yesterday. Started today. Chance of rain, well, they're saying it's 70%, but like I shared with y'all yesterday, most of the rain stayed north in northern Louisiana as well as Mississippi, so we didn't see much of it until later in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Think that's going to happen again today. Nothing really showing up on the radar right now. Winds out of the south-southeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. The high today, it should be about 88. Low somewhere around 73. Weekend-wise, well, tomorrow should be a very nice day. Only a 15% chance of rain in the forecast.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And as far as a high, it's getting up to 90 degrees tomorrow.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
And the same's going to hold true for Sunday. Pretty much identical weather as Saturday. Temperatures in and around the area right now. Over in Biloxi, it's 74. Elsewhere, Houma Thibodaux, the warm spot, 78 degrees. In Mandeville, it's 71. And in the Crescent City, it's 77. Here in the capital city, it's 75. So that's the temps that you'll have as to start your day, but it will warm up. And carry an umbrella or a little rain jacket just in case you get hit with one of those thunderstorms. Y'all got big plans for the weekend?
And you know what? You just never know. You got to carry that umbrella
because
I mean, yesterday evening, that one caught me off guard.
It did.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was it for the day. Boom.
One thing about that one is you saw it coming. You could hear the thunder and the rumbling
and
the dark clouds.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I either better get inside or
get
something to keep me from getting wet.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to keep you dry at least for a little while here on Wake Up. Don't go too far. It's 5 after the hour.
Good Friday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." We've heard the gospel, and now we reflect.
The importance of John chapter 15 is attested by the fact that this is the third day in a row that the church has us reflect on this vital passage. Today's gospel opens and closes with two very important passages. One, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you." And secondly, "This I command you, love one another." Our love for one another is manifested in how we behave toward each other, even when our feelings are pulling us in the opposite direction. And therefore, in his hymn of love, in his letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul describes love for each other in this way. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at the wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. How are we doing? We examine our behavior by these criteria. The Bible also teaches us that our love for God is demonstrated in obedience. This is challenging enough in itself until we come back to Jesus' words in today's gospel and recognize that the most difficult commandment is loving one another as I loved you. And in case we are slow to understand the message, Jesus added, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down his life for his friends." Jesus said this during the Last Supper, shortly before he went to his passion and death for our sake. He called us friends, but it was our sins that nailed him to the cross and his love that kept him there. Loving this way is not difficult. It's impossible. Only grace makes the impossible possible. That needed transformation happens in the worthy reception of the Blessed Eucharist when we uniquely abide in Christ. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy, as well as Father Chris, and thank you all for tuning in to Wake Up. It's almost 11 after the hour. Get up, get going, and hey, if you want to hear some events, we've got some for you, but First, before we get to the events, big shout out to Rummel. They upset Catholic High of Baton Rouge yesterday in the semifinals of the Louisiana High School Baseball Tournament. Yes, Rummel beat Catholic High, a team that only had a couple of losses all year.
Wow.
And they, Rummel was ranked 13th in the state.
Wow.
But they showed them who was victorious yesterday.
Yeah,
8-2 was the win. So a big upset. They move on to the finals. And guess who they play? Jesuit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going
to
be.
Jesuit was trailing 4-0 to Pineville and came back and won 6-4.
Wow.
So those two are going to match it up, and they're going to for bragging rights in the city as well as the state. So best of luck to Rummel and Jesuit, and good season so far.
That's what
exciting
I love
baseball.
About baseball.
It's exciting.
You just never know.
You don't.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's right.
Things could change in a game, and look what happens.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, do you have the? Do I have
think
the,
you have the next
oh,
one.
Oh, I've got the next one.
Sorry, I was still
my mind was blown
sure.
by the upset.
About baseball.
the Archdiocese of New Orleans Office of Marriage and Family Life are putting on Springs in the Desert, and it is a retreat for those who are in a season of infertility. This is going to go on July 7th through 8th at St. Joseph's Abbey in Convent. We call it St. Ben's. beautiful place up there. Wherever you are in the path of infertility, the Marriage and Family Life Office invites you to join this as they reflect on the emotional, relational, and spiritual aspects of the infertility experience and offer practical suggestions for strengthening your relationship with God and your spouse. So come with your spouse, or you can come on your own for a time of prayer, healing, and friendship. And I know a lot
that's
of folks
be
like
beautiful.
That.
Yeah, I'll be at that on Saturday. That I was invited to for, as resources for the diocese to send
you. You're
going to
be there? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
I'm nice.
Take a look at it. Yeah. Right. There's also a retreat happening at the Cynical on the Lake, which used to be called the Archdiocesan Retreat Center, but now they call it Cynical on the Lake. My friend Eileen Harbison's the executive director. Jule Bahi is going to be leading a retreat for those that are grieving on August 18th through the 20th. So August 18th through the 20th, Cynical on the Lake. Kind of part of our shared human experience of losing ones that we love. You know, even in the ideal circumstances, there's this void, right? And there's this pain for those who survive, those that are deceased. You know, of course, our faith tells us, you know, that, you know, in union with God, our eternal life is our destiny. But at the same time, there are those that are left behind. So going through the stages of grief, you know, and walking with people with that. So more information on the retreat for those that are grieving the loss of a loved one.
And this is grieving for anyone that you may have lost.
Yeah. Okay. August 18th through the 20th. Make your plans to go. Register now. You can visit NewOrleansRetreats.com/August-19-20-2023
How about, retreat. They just or just go call to the CCRadio.live. Yeah. We got you covered.
Gabby's really good. She posts all those events. But yeah,
CC Media.
I got to get
and
that
if you know
in my
someone
head.
Who's grieving, share that with them. You know, because sometimes they may not be seeking things out like that. Yeah, but it's just such a good thing to invite somebody. And maybe go with them.
Right.
You know, go with them.
That's a good idea.
That's right. On a happier note, you became a grandmother again.
I did. I mean, we've had two grandchildren in 2 months. It's just
it's how it works.
It's the season.
I'm here to tell you. Isn't it great?
Yeah. So our grandson was born March 11th, and our granddaughter was born yesterday.
Yes.
On May 11th. So it's going to be easy to remember. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Easy to remember baby's birthdays. Yeah. It was just, you know, it's just really exciting when you've known, and these are my bonus daughters. So these are my husband and I are second marriage, and these are my bonus daughters. I call myself just a bonus.
Bonus daughters.
Bonus grandbabies. I just love them. They're beautiful to see them become mothers and fathers, and just
cute little bug too.
So it's such a blessing. So kind of throughout, you know, all of our lives, you know, these things just kind of give you a spark, and it's great.
Amen.
They're beautiful.
And her name is Mackenzie.
Mackenzie Marie.
Oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
Blessed Mother is just with her. Yeah, she's beautiful.
All right, folks. Dina's going to come back. She'll be talking to Dan Donaldson here on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 12th. Today we celebrate Saint Leopold Mandich. Leopold's dream to work for dialogue with Orthodox Christians was never realized, but the cause of unity was constantly in his prayers. Born in Croatia in 1887, he joined the Capuchin Franciscans and was ordained several years later in spite of several health problems. He suffered from severe arthritis, poor eyesight, and a stomach ailment. He could not speak loudly enough to preach publicly. Spending most of his life in Padua, Italy, Leopold is best known for his work in the confessional, where he sometimes spent 13 to 15 hours a day. Bishops were known to seek his spiritual advice. Leopold's health did not permit him to travel to the East to work among Orthodox Christians, but the following words he often repeated kept him focused on God's task for him. Remember that you have been sent for the salvation of people, not because of your own merits, since it is the Lord Jesus and not you who died for the salvation of souls. I must cooperate with the divine goodness of our Lord who has deigned to choose me. Leopold died in 1942 and was canonized 40 years later. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Welcome back to Wake Up. It is 18 after the hour. It is a fun Friday, and we have some fabulous guests with us today. One, I'm really excited to introduce to you because I know him personally, Mr. Dan Donaldson, who's the Vice President of Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance. is going to talk to us this morning about the Heroic Men Summit, which is going to be amazing. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Dina Dow. It's so great to hear your voice.
Surprise. Dan and I met back in 2015 when he was working with the Augustine Institute in helping dioceses form our partnerships with the formed.org platform.
Oh, yeah.
Which we're still in partnership that. So, and Dan was came down a couple of times, and we had enjoyed a wonderful meal, and we saw him eat his first raw oyster.
How'd that go? How'd that work out for you, Dan?
It was delicious.
All right. Okay. All right. Good answer.
Oh, my gosh. Dan is so amazing. So, such an evangelizer. He lives in Denver, Colorado with his beautiful family, his wife of 30 years, and their five children. Just amazing man. Worked with Chris Stefanik, with Real Life Catholic. And now, Dan, okay, you got to tell us about Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance and also the summit that's coming up this year. But first of all, let's talk about briefly the mission and the origin of Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance.
Sure. Thanks, Dina. So the Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance exists to ignite, empower, and equip vibrant ministry to men all over the world. Our motto is super-duper simple: strengthen the man, strengthen the family. Strengthen the family, strengthen the church. Strengthen the church, transform the culture. We wholeheartedly believe that. And we were started about 5 years ago by an amazing man named Robert Tunmeyer, who is our current president and CEO. He's an incredible guy, and we did very, very, very well for himself in the franchising industry. He led a very large corporation that has now close to 30 different franchises, like Molly Maid, Mr. Rooter, The Glass Doctor. He took his business acumen and all of his gifts and skills, his time, his talent, and his treasure, and got together with Father Larry Richards, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, a gentleman named Kevin O'Brien, Matthew Christoph, a few others, and put together the Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance. And we put on inspiring events like the Heroic Men's Summit coming up on June 10th. Which is going to be, we're going to have thousands of men from all over the world joining us for that free event. And any man can sign up for it for free. Register at heroicmen.com. And that event will be all about missionary discipleship. The title of it is Go, as in Go Make Disciples. Yeah. And we have three incredible speakers, Justin Fatica, from the ministry Hard as Nails. He's going to share his very inspirational testimony of how he actually was called to be a missionary disciple. We'll have Jeremy Rivera, who is a former evangelical pastor, sharing about how each of us has been given gifts by God to be missionary disciples, each of us individually, special gifts. And none other than Curtis Martin himself from the Fellowship of Catholic Catholic University Students, who wrote the book on missionary, making missionary disciples. He'll be joining us to talk all about that. So it will be an incredible event. Please join us at heroicmen.com.
Yeah, and that's a virtual event too. So I can see how it's going to be worldwide, reaching many, many people. Are there going to be opportunities for breakout sessions or fellowship or partnering or networking during that summit?
Yes, there will be. And by the way, the time of that summit, again, the date is June 10th from 11 to 1 Central Time. And yes, there's going to be great opportunities. We're actually going to have an opportunity to talk with our speaker individually, Jeremy Rivera, after the event. Before the event, there will be an opportunity for men to network with other men from throughout the world. And again, all of this is free. The premier parts of it, you know, those special opportunities to talk individually with Jeremy Rivera, that right now is free as well, but it's kind of time limited, so guys should sign up for that now before they have to pay for it, which we don't want guys to have to pay for it.
Right. So we're talking about men that are interested in growing in their faith, right? This feeling called to be stronger disciples. But how would we go about inviting someone? Like, what would your advice be if I say, hey, I heard my husband, you know, there's a summit, you know, virtual summit. And like, what would I ask them to expect?
You know, I would invite somebody in this manner. So it's a great summit for individual men. If you want to participate individually, that's great. Mm-hmm. What would even be better is to invite them to your home, to join you in participating in the summit. We're actually going to have a discussion guide. When you register for the event, you'll be able to download a free discussion guide. And I would just invite a friend of yours to come over, or friends of yours. What about getting 5 to 6 guys together to watch the event, talk about each one of the talks, gather together, and lift up one another in faith?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Because you can grab some lunch.
And you're talking about a Saturday, you said at 10 a.m.?
Midday.
Midday, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, we get together for other things.
11 a.m. Central.
Oh, 11 a.m. Yeah. Central.
11 to 1, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's 2 hours.
Which is perfect. So it's right in the middle of the day. I mean, mm-hmm. We get together for Super Bowl parties to watch, you know. So this is like amazing, you know, when it's like you're together with like-minded people, you know.
It's almost like a lunch and learn.
Yeah.
I like that.
Dan, talk about the fruits of the Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance. What are the fruits that you have seen that people have experienced this alliance, and how have they grown in their role as missionary disciples?
Well, what I would say is I've really been thinking and praying on Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 lately. Let us consider how to lift up one another to love and good works, not forsaking the gathering together as is the habit of some, but encouraging each other, and all the more as we see the day drawing near. The Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance exists to help men gather together with one another to help us each other grow in our faith. The fruit of this is I think, really men need men to strengthen one another and to grow in our faith together. And we see all, even in the last, this is exciting to me, at these Heroic Men Summits, which again you can register for at heroicmen.com, at these Heroic Men Summits, we not only have great presentations, but we're actually going to invite you men to become leaders in your own parish, your diocese, or your region. But we ask guys, hey, are you interested in being a leader in ministry to men? Mm-hmm. And if you are, we'll follow up with you directly. One of our leadership coaches will follow up with you directly and help you, whether it's going to be at your parish, at your diocese, in a region of the country, or in a country, to get things going. And in fact, in the last 5 months, we've been able to help men start men's conferences in 5 different dioceses around the world, one in Canada and Prince George, Alberta, Denver, Colorado, Minneapolis, Lincoln, Nebraska, and Johannesburg, South Africa.
Gosh.
Wow. That's amazing.
So great fruit.
Yeah,
that is definitely fruitful for sure. Yeah. And I like the way you were talking about men need men, right? My husband and I were having this conversation the other night because we recently had our parish festival. Of course, we run the beer booth, you know, so we have a lot of visitors. And there were some gentlemen that were coming up saying that they had missed, like, their friendship, you know, over the past few years. Things were different.
The fellowship, right?
Yeah. And so I was telling my husband, he's like, yeah, so many people came up. And I said, well, you guys need to get together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a perfect opportunity to get gentlemen together that may have just been disconnected over the past few years because for whatever reason, the changes, the distances. But to come back together, I think this summit would be the one to do that. Dan, what do you think about that?
I think what you just said is so beautiful, Dina, because I just heard you say, as a wife to your husband, you just encouraged him to get together with friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love what you just said, Dina. And so for any wives out there that are listening to this, please encourage your husband to get together with friends.
Yeah.
To talk about faith, to pray together, to really have friendship with one another. Mm-hmm. So I, That struck me, Dina. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I'm just so grateful for all the mission that you've really dove into over the past 15, 20 years. And I went to the website for Catholic Men's Leadership Alliance. There's so many really great resources and opportunities to grow and live. So, Dan, give us that website one more time and the date of the summit.
Easy peasy. HeroicMen.com. Join us on June 10th at 11 a.m. Central, Saturday, June 10th, for the Heroic Men's Summit, Go Make Disciples. And you can also learn more about us at CatholicMenLeaders.org.
Great. Dan Donaldson, great to talk with you again. Can't wait to get to Denver and maybe grab some lunch and catch up on what you guys have been doing. But it's wonderful. Thank you so much for continuing your mission as an amazing missionary disciple of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for having me on. God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right. We're coming up on 30 after the hour. Stay with us. Wake Up. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Past the hour on Wake Up. I am David Dawson along with Damian Collada and Dina Dow in the studio with us this morning.
Yay.
Hello, everybody.
I love this segment.
I love this weekend. That's when we have this guest, too. That means it's here. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. We got the Catholic foodie on with us, Jeff Young. Good morning again.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, but I've got a little dilemma you can help me out with, because when it comes to Mother's Day and we're talking about the menu and everything, I don't know how she's going to like either hot dogs or scrambled eggs. So we might need to tweak
that
a little bit.
Hot dogs? Yeah. No.
Put the hot dogs in the scrambled eggs.
It'll be all right.
Okay, wait. Put the hot dogs in the scrambled eggs?
In the scrambled eggs.
Well, you know what? Jeff, we don't even need you. Thanks for joining us. No, and actually, we have all of this we can bounce off of Dina, because she can sit there and go, yeah, that sounds great.
Now, Jeff just said hot dogs over charcoal. I could probably go for that.
That's right. Okay.
But I'm just saying. I'm not quite sure. That's a little bit too easy.
Jeff, we need your help, though. We definitely need your help. Because, I mean, look, that's a big part of Mother's Day is the meal, I think.
And
don't you?
Yes.
Well, sure.
Cooking for someone else is not on the menu.
Right. So we get her out of the kitchen. We try not to make a mess. What do we do from there, Jeff?
Well, I think the safe answer is you do whatever she wants you to do.
Amen.
Right? I mean, that's the thing.
Well, I thought
so
that was every day.
What do you want to eat, right?
That is every day. Go back. Now we're back to square one. Anyway.
Whatever mama wants, that's what you got to do.
I had some ideas because I know, I know what my mother likes and I know what my wife likes. And, I just try to see if I can combine the two and see if they'd both appreciate that. But, I guess we're going to be trying to talk about something simple because, she's the one that usually does the great cooking.
Right. Well, that's, Mother's Day is such an opportunity, right, to love on mom.
Yeah.
And you could do something as simple as breakfast. You could do your scrambled eggs and do it up nice and all that. But, it's the finer things. I think it's the finer things in life. It may be just the little things, but the finer things, like having flowers for.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like setting the table in a proper way. Mm-hmm. Like maybe even using a china. Yeah. For whichever meal, whether it's going to be lunch or late lunch or dinner or something that's maybe just a little, I don't want to say fancy, but just special because mom is special, right? Mm-hmm. And in terms of cooking, it's like, things vary from year to year. This year, we're doing it, I guess, in a very rustic way. We're boiling crawfish.
Oh, nice.
Because
rustic.
We can. I like rustic.
Right?
That's a good word. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Crawfish season. So we'll be outside sweating our behinds off and enjoying crawfish while we can. Mm. So that's what we're going to be doing. But in years past, we've done all kinds of things. We've done stuffed pork loins. We have done steaks. We've done lobster.
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
I think about a year, maybe 2 years ago, I did a leg of lamb that was an herb-crusted leg of lamb.
Gosh.
With a kind of a lemon salsa verde. So not like a Mexican type of a salsa, but more of a Mediterranean flair.
You got
salsa.
Dina. So you got Dina going here.
And really, what time is lunch?
Really. And we're going to Jeff's. Yeah. Wow. All right. And how's this leg of lamb? I mean, how would... Is this simple enough for anybody to cook a leg of lamb? Because everything you're saying there it immediately is like, uh-oh, that it sounds great, but, you know, how difficult is that?
It really is. Okay. It's like, I can tell you about that one in particular.
Okay.
And what's, in the past, when we've cooked lamb, a lot of times we've kind of cooked it at a lower temp and just slowly.
Okay.
But I was really surprised by this particular recipe because it was kind of like high and... You know, coming in hot, right?
Okay.
But not for as long. And so a whole leg of lamb cooked in about half an hour. And it was really pretty amazing. I'm going to try to pull it up here.
Okay.
Because I'm...
You don't have it memorized, is what you're saying.
So. No.
Okay.
No, I've only done this one like twice, but it's so good. Because you got all the herbs and you kind of make a paste out of the herbs.
Oh,
with
wow.
Some salt, pepper, a little seasoning. You kind of wrap it, you know, kind of cover the entire leg with that. And you could do boneless or bone in, either way. Mm-hmm. I remember the one I did was bone in.
Wouldn't that be better? Bone in?
It would be. Well, it is, because I think it helps to maintain the flavor. It also helps to maintain the moisture.
Right, right.
You know, the meat itself.
Mm-hmm.
But what was cool about that was being able to take not only kind of, you know, put the paste on the outside of the leg of lamb, but to kind of slice very gently with a sharp knife up into the leg of lamb by the bone,
okay,
and stuff that paste in there too.
Ooh.
Oh my! And all the little folds.
Deep marinade going on.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. It was good stuff.
So can you put it on the pit?
You could.
Okay.
You could. That would.
You
really
know I'm going there.
I know. Yeah. I know. It would really change it. But it was. Because you want to save all the juice, right?
Oh, wow, you're right.
Juice. So if you're going to cook it on the pit, you're going to lose some of that.
Yeah, you're right.
But so good. All right, I got it.
Okay.
I got it pulled
here we
up
go.
Here. Let me
here
tell
we go.
You.
All right.
Let me tell you what's in it, first of all. So you're going to have some salt and pepper. We like the coarse kosher salt for this.
Okay.
Garlic. You got to have garlic, some fresh thyme and oregano.
Okay.
Some cumin. And we had the recipe that I found... called for like a Turkish chili pepper, like a little red pepper flake type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find it. But
I don't
red
have
pepper,
that in my cabinet. Yeah, you're going to have to
great.
Do
it. Yeah. Okay. The zest of two lemons, some fresh lemon juice, olive oil, some lemon itself, some chopped lemon, and parsley, cilantro, and mint. And then some green onions.
What?
And you're just going to make in a bowl. You know,
you're making pesto,
your garlic
kind of
with
like
thyme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. But okay. Rustically. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it in a food processor or anything. You can mix it by hand.
Okay.
The garlic, thyme, oregano, cumin, the chili, lemon zest, a little bit of lemon juice. A little bit of olive oil, like maybe just a tablespoon of olive oil, just enough to kind of help you create a paste, right? A sandy paste,
okay.
And just rub that all over the lamb. You can cover that with plastic wrap and let it marinate for a couple hours if you like.
How about a day?
Hour,
I mean,
overnight.
Yeah, overnight would even be better.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? Wow.
Mm.
Okay. Do that overnight, and when you go to cook it, you know it's 450 degrees for let's say 25 to 35 minutes, somewhere around there. It's going to depend on. Now, if you're doing boneless, it'll be about that amount of time. If it's bone-in, it's going to take you a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we also don't like to overcook our lamb. We like it more on the medium-rare side.
Yeah.
And so you kind of just have to watch for that. You're looking for medium is about 130 degrees internal temperature on that leg of lamb.
Okay.
Then once it's done, you just let it rest for about 10 minutes before you carve it, right? You want it to kind of reabsorb some of that juice.
All right.
And hold on to it. But the salsa verde, which goes along with this, while it's cooking, you can make that. It's going to be a little salt, some garlic, lemon juice, parsley, cilantro, mint, some scallions, green onions. You stir that well and with a little extra olive oil.
Okay.
And just let that sit. It's going to sit. The flavors have to marry, right? So it's going to take about 30 minutes to an hour for that to happen. by the time the lamb is done, the salsa will be well married and ready to be et.
So you don't heat the salsa verde or anything like that, right?
No.
You just stir it up and let it okay.
Oof.
You know what? It sounds like it's a complicated recipe.
I don't think so.
But really, when you think about it, it's really easy.
You're just doing a little bit of chemistry. Yeah, slapping it on there. I'm going to give that to my husband tonight so he can start working on that.
Yeah, see, you got to go get that leg of lamb.
That's right.
But it's a great recipe.
Pesto can't take but about 15, 20 minutes.
Really?
That's where the time is.
That's where the time is putting all that stuff together and then rubbing it on the lamb. And then really, after that, the marinade, it's all time. Gosh, if you're talking cooking it for that short a time.
What's a good side with that? Yeah. What are some side dishes to go with lamb these days?
I say Doritos. Cool Ranch.
I am not going to Dave's house.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Man.
You
watch it too much Homer Simpson.
Yeah. He's got
rice pilaf.
We got 10 seconds left. Oh. So really, you're going to have to come up with it on yourself, Damien.
No, really.
That's right.
Two sides real quick, Jeff. Don't give us the recipe.
Rice pilaf, steamed or blanched green beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Salad.
I like the china.
You got to have some pita and hummus.
There you go.
And the china and the flowers.
All right.
That's it.
Young, thank you. Thank you for joining us. CatholicFoodie.com. When we come back, Damien is going to be talking to T-Boy.
Yeah, Jerry Dixon.
We'll be right back.
Minutes before the top of the hour and a top of the morning to you. In the meantime, it's Friday, and that means we get to chat with our good friend over in the Diocese of Biloxi, Terry Dixon, who is Director of Communications there. He's also the editor of the Gulf Pine Catholic newspaper, which is what we're going to be chatting about, as a matter of fact. Some of the key articles in this publication. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, if I was any better, I'd probably be sitting on the beach over there in Biloxi.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
It would be. Terry, tell me you're not doing that yet.
I am not doing that yet.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted to hear. Not that it would be a problem, but you need to do that, Terry. I can't say I've interviewed many people on the beach, but that doesn't mean it couldn't be a first.
I think it should happen.
In the meantime, there are some events that you want to share with us and articles in the Gulf Pine, so take it away.
Sacred Heart Parish in D'Iberville is sponsoring a couple of events for women. The first one will take place on June 3rd. At the church. It's called Women's Road of Discipleship Seminar. The ladies of the Biloxi Diocese are, and anybody listening is invited to join for breakfast at a half-day seminar with our speaker, Bishop Lewis F. Kinneman III. That'll be at 8:30 a.m. The cost is $20 per person. You can contact the parish office at 228-392-4526 to register.
Okay. I was going to say, and there's something else later in the month, I believe, at the same church parish, huh?
Well, Sacred Heart is going to be hosting a women's silent retreat June 23rd through the 25th, but it'll be at the St. Joseph Abbey Retreat Center in Covington. And the meal and lodging cost is $320. Sacred Heart Pastor Father Dominic Pham will be conducting that retreat. And once again, if you would like to register with payment, you can call the office at 228-392-4526.
Very good. And one thing I noted in, and it was just a small little mention, but the Sacred Heart Crawfish Cook-Off, which was supposed to be taking place on the 13th, which is, what, tomorrow? That got canceled, huh?
It got canceled.
Yeah. How come? Can you share with us why? Are not enough cook-off participants or what?
Because I don't know. I don't know if there's a shortage of crawfish. I don't know what happened.
Because that was going to be a fun event, and a lot of people may have been making plans. Now, one thing I did notice throughout the paper, you've got some great pictures and with Bishop Kinneman. He attended and performed 9 confirmations over the course of the last couple weeks or so, huh?
Wow. Yeah, I always tell him he needs to do like a tour t-shirt, you know,
all the places.
With all the names.
Yes, what a great idea.
Yeah.
And this weekend, beginning last night, actually, he started the high school graduation circuit. Sacred Heart in Hattiesburg last night, St. Patrick in Biloxi tonight. Next week we have Resurrection on Tuesday, Our Lady Academy on Friday, and St. Stanislaus on Saturday.
Oh, well, good. That's always big, too, St. Stanislaus.
Absolutely.
Now, you've got something you want to also share with us about St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in Ocean Springs.
Well, the thrift store is hosting the Friends of the Library and their book nook. I don't know what a book nook is, but anyway, on Saturday, May 20th, they're having a book sale at the thrift store, and Miss Chelsea Prince will be reading and autographing her new published book, Carl the Rooster. I don't know if you've ever heard of Carl the Rooster. He was a very popular figure in downtown Ocean Springs. He would go to the restaurants and bars.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to have you elaborate a little bit more. But
I know every little town has a little critter that visits.
Is that
right? Yeah, it's a cat or something like that. But a rooster, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Now there's a story about Carl the Rooster. Okay.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately, Carl is no longer with us.
Oh. He didn't get hit by a car, huh? Why did the rooster cross the road?
No, got hit by a car?
Not in Ocean Springs.
No. You can Google it. I'm not gonna get into the whole story of how Carl met his demise, because it's, you know, it's a sad story.
Read it in the book.
Don't make it a sad Friday. I mean, come on. Let's talk about the life of Carl.
I haven't seen the book, so I don't know what all it covers. I don't know what periods of Carl's life that it covers, but you can come to the book nook on the 20th at 11 a.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, and you can find out for yourself.
I'm guessing that's a children's book, too. Right. That's a children's book, you think?
I would hope.
I would think it would probably be a children's book.
Call the Rooster, going to bars.
That's what I want to read about.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know that Carl lived a long enough life to merit a multi-volume biography. So it's probably a children's book.
All right. On a more serious subject.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, we're really getting off track here. Though we better look up the author of Carl the Rooster, because we want to interview her on Wake Up. Good, I want to learn more about Carl the Rooster. In the meantime, the Pope was on the front cover. He's on the front cover of your publication. More importantly, he's also on page 16, and that's article caught my eye, where he said Jesus is the best life coach, he tells the Hungarian youth. He was speaking to over 10,000 young people, and I thought that was a great comment, and he provides some great insight in the article. It's a one-page article, but it's well worth reading.
It is, and we, as you said, we have the front page story on the Pope's visit to Hungary. It's a roundup of his visit. Beautiful picture on the front page of the Pope holding a reliquary containing the hand of St. Stephen, King of Hungary, who died at 1038.
Gosh. Wow. So the Pope asked the question, how do we win in life? And his answer was, put your talents to good use. And he said, dialogue with Jesus, who is the best of all coaches. And I think that is so true. Spend a little quiet time with Christ each and every day. Young people need to hear that and do that, because they're bombarded with messages and information day in and day out. They're going to school trying to obtain knowledge at the same time. Where's their quiet time? It's kind of hard to develop a relationship with Christ if you don't take a few steps back, take a breather, and Christ will guide you along the way. And anyway, I just thought that was great. By the way, I do want to put a plug in. World Youth Day, I didn't realize this till I read the article, is August 1st through the 6th in Lisbon, Portugal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over 550,000 young people have already signed up to be there.
Oh,
and
you know there'll be more.
Yeah. So anyway, Terry, thanks for being with us. Anything you want to add before we wrap this puppy up today?
Anointing of the sick at St. Alphonsus Church in Ocean Springs, May 20th at 3:30 p.m. That's right before the Saturday 4 p.m. vigil mass. You can go to the thrift store, get the Carl book, and then you can go to the anointing of the sick.
Very good.
Wonderful. Well, good. Terry Dixon, thank you for being with us. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll chat with you in a couple of weeks.
Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. All right, folks, wake up. Has finished.
We may have sold a few Carl books.
I think we get one. I want to read about it at least. So,
I think we need to close in prayer.
Please, Dina.
For our mothers this weekend.
Amen.
Ask the Blessed Mother for intercession in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Blessed Mother, intercede for all our mothers. Ask your divine Son to give them the grace of surrendered love so that they could join with you in giving their own fiat. May they find daily strength to say yes to the call to the sacrificial love, the very heart of the vocation of motherhood. May their love and witness be a source of great inspiration for all of us called to follow your Son. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Dina Dow, thank you for being with us.
Thank you guys for letting me ride on this Friday train. It was great.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless each and every one of you. Happy Mother's Day. We'll see you Monday.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.